The annual Elkhorn Light Up was a full day and evening of events, some of them outdoors where a light snowfall added to the scene. Besides things to see and do, there were a number of food concessions to fill you up, keep you warm and keep you going through the day. At the Legion Hall, seasonal vendors offered a variety of gifts for that special someone or yourself. Along the main street, several Christmas trees were part of a tree decorating event. While on a side street, a lively street hockey game was in play. At a local shop, you could have your photo taken with Santa Claus or with Mrs. Claus. She was busy in the North Pole kitchen making cookies. At the library were stories, games and arts and crafts put on by Verdon's Arts Mosaic Group that had the children making their own personal Xmas wrapping paper. The chili cook-off at the Elkhorn Senior Drop-In Center included entries such as McChili, Sweet Maple Chili and Hot Drunken Pirate Chili. The winner, Daryl Twig, with his Sweet Maple Chili. Memory Tree. Just after dark, a crowd surrounded the Foundation Christmas tree for free hot dogs, baked treats and hot chocolate, while a group sang carols by the tall dark tree. After caroling, with young children laughing, running and playing around the base area of the tree, Elkhorn and Area Foundation President Brenda Orr spoke of the foundation projects this past year and who benefited from them. She presented a hope for future community projects, meant to improve the quality of life for those in the area and those passing through. I say passing through, in that over the past summer on many a hot day, families with out-of-province licenses could be found enjoying the Memorial Park and the Splash Park. The tree was lit and the electronic bulletin board displayed the names of past family members and friends that the lit bulbs represented. Parade. This year the colorful parade was longer, featuring local community clubs, families and business. The young children with their families along the parade route, beaming with excitement and gathering candy as the best part of the parade. Over in the Elks Hall, the Elkhorn Foundation held an auction to raise money for a multi-purpose playground with equipment to serve all ages and ability groups. There was a ticket auction, a silent auction and a live auction with Saskatchewan auctioneer Rhett Parks. A number of homemade pies went for big money.